There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Thursday, live at the Small Business Expo Mobile Convention Center. Come on by for we got peppermints and huggers, but we're nearby people that have like chicken and ham salad and mouse pads and various brochures to give you to think. Lots of stuff to do, and it is a lot of fun down here. Great networking, great time to visit with so many of y'all. And we'll be doing the show till 2, be down here till 3. And I want to check in with my buddy from WVNN Radio in Huntsville, Dale Jackson, checking in now. Dale, I've got some ham salad, some fried chicken, and huggers from multiple small businesses in our area. Aren't you jealous?
I am jealous. You're sitting there having a great time, and my house has no water, so I'm hanging out at one of my friends' little crap shacks, and I'm over here waiting for you to tell me about all the great stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. I'm wondering how you ended up with no water. Did you end up getting your water turned off by somebody that was bothered by what you had to say about what President Trump should do?
No, my wife decided it was time to redo one of the bathrooms when we have a four-month-old. That's what's going on right now. So, yeah, great time to do that.
It's called stress testing. It's good. It's stress testing a relationship. It's good. So I want to talk about this story that you posted up at Yellowhammer News. This is yesterday. We said yesterday on the show this was a bad day for the president, obviously, with what had happened, but probably not the last. This is, you know, just a bump in the road. It's the Teflon Don. He's come out of everything that everybody said would bring him down. And then I see you, among other things, discussing this idea that maybe for the good of himself and the Republican Party, that the president should step down.
Well, I don't care about Trump. For the good of the party and the messages he claims that he stands for, then maybe he should step down. That's my view.
Step down because of what specifically? What things is it? Because somebody will say, well, listen, the Manafort thing, this has nothing to do with him. That was something that had gone on way before. And if you believe what the president says word for word, this Cohen thing, he was acting as a rogue agent. I'm playing a part here, Dale. Yeah.
No, I understand it completely. No, the Manafort thing doesn't bother me at all. That is what it is. Has nothing to do with Trump. That's old school stuff that's been going on for a while. The Cohen stuff is absolutely a bigger problem. It shows a bunch of different issues that Trump has. It includes he lies repeatedly. And now today, I don't know if you saw this, but recently David Pecker, the head of the National Enquirer, he's got immunity to testify, and he's fighting with Jeff Sessions. This is a road to absolutely nowhere except for Nancy Pelosi leading the House and us having nothing but problems. And this is bad, and I'm not sure if I want to throw it away to soothe Donald Trump's fragile ego.
But here you are, you mentioned Pelosi. She's not calling for impeachment, but you're calling for him to step down. So Nancy Pelosi is not calling for the removal of the president, but Dale Jackson is?
I know it sounds kind of crazy, but these are different things. I don't think he's in any legal jeopardy. He's the president. The DOJ guidelines say that he's not going to be indicted. I don't think he's got any danger or liability anywhere. I don't think that's an issue. This is politics. This is a political team sport, and Republicans are going to have to decide. Are they for everything they said they believed in, or are they for Donald Trump? And that's essentially where Republicans are at this point. And I think we learned during the United States Senate race in Alabama, and we're learning across the country in these special elections and primaries, that Republicans right now are for Donald Trump, not the Republican Party, and that is a path to being losers.
That's been the question since day one, because if you compare, and people do not like this, but not that it bothers you, but conservatism and populism, you know, if you go, it's so many times that I would be saying, you know what, President Trump's got a great idea here, or he may be the best choice here, but this thing over here is not conservative. This is populist. This thing is moving with the wind, not staying to adhering to a code and a rule. And many people said, well, I don't care. I don't care about what you're saying there. I'm going to do what works right now. And we saw that we just got done with a cycle here where every candidate running for every office was playing the game of who was most like Trump. Not that they believed in his idea, but they were physically and mentally almost a carbon copy of the president.
Yeah, that plays well in Republican primaries, but that's not going to play well in the general. All the numbers point that way. He lost the general election. He won the Electoral College because he won 78,000 votes in three different states. Now in those states, he's at 40%. This thing is heading towards a buzzsaw that looks a lot like Nancy Pelosi, and that is where this is going to end up. And the only hope that I think Republicans have right now is if Donald Trump was to be neutralized, and he could do that himself by calming down. I forget who said it today, that he needs to stay off TV. I think it was Jeff Flake, so no one's going to listen to anything he has
right
to say. Or he just needs to chill out. And instead, what does he do today? He picks a fight with Jeff Sessions? I mean, what are we doing?
And people say, oh, he's doing that to, get people over there. Throw the tennis ball in the corner of the yard, let the dog run over there, and then you can go in the house without him following you. That's why it's back for this. But in fact, everything that he does, you're right, is a front page story and has attention on the president. But let's look at this, not idealistically, let's look at it, pragmatically here. What does this mean? If President Trump, you say for the good of the party, he would step down. If he stepped down today, Dale, do you think there's any change in the midterms for those Republicans that as of today may not win because of the president, but if he stepped down, do they all of a sudden win? If it's Mike Pence running the ship up at 1600 Pennsylvania, do they all of a sudden have polling go differently in those places?
I think so. I mean,
you're crazy.
I really believe so. I think the ideas that the Democrats are pushing are insane, and the only thing they have going for them is the fact that Trump sucks. And he sucks a lot. And he sucks a lot constantly. And he sucks a lot constantly every single day. And as long as that's going on, he is their number one issue. They're not going to win on socialism and other nonsense like that. They will win on the fact that Donald Trump is corrupt. They will win. And whether that's true or not, doesn't matter. That's baked in now. So we're just going to have to roll with it.
Yeah, that image, that's going to be a tough one, because if you run down this list of things that people said that got them to go out and vote for President Trump, you know, it was immigration, illegal immigration issues, but it was the draining the swamp, cleaning up corruption, changing business as usual in Washington. And like you said, whether it's warranted or not, you can at least paint a picture that says, well, I don't know. I mean, let's look at the number of investigations. Let's look what happens here. Look at his personal attorney. Look at the people. I mean, it's corruption city.
Yeah, Sean, all you have to do is do this. Campaign manager, convicted. Assistant campaign manager, convicted. National security advisor, convicted. National security, whatever you want to call it, whatever Papadopoulos was, convicted. Personal attorney, convicted. I mean, this is not hard to see where this is going. And look, it always does, it breaks down to one thing. This is a Trump won on personality because Hillary Clinton sucked. I mean, that's basically it. And Hillary Clinton's not on the ballot this time. And he wins in 2020 because they put someone else out there. There's some polling that shows he beat Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and stuff like that. But this is not that election. This is Donald Trump in a free fall, and he's taken down the Republican Party with it. I'd vote for Trump again, given those situations. I like what he does, but it's not the best chance to win. And sometimes, just like at the University of Alabama, when your quarterback isn't doing that good in the big game, maybe it's time to yank him.
What you're saying is time to put Tua in? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd go with Tua.
Okay, so let's say, what does this look like? I mean, let's go through this. You've laid this scenario out. What does it look like? President Trump just had what he calls a Rose Garden. I don't know where you'd go. Rose Garden with that one? Probably not. That's usually for good news. You'd go, Oval Office address or whatever and say, hey, I'm stepping in.
Go to Mar-a-Lago.
Do it from Mar-a-Lago.
You know what? This isn't really working out for me. The swamp's so against me, and we're not going to be able to get anything done. I'm going to step aside and let my agenda go on.
Okay. Do those people then turn around? Because this is this phenomenon that happened with Donald Trump. If people came out to vote that were in the past, either they might have been Democrats, didn't show up, didn't vote, or whatever. Now you got a situation where Mike Pence is in. Do those people rally around Mike Pence? I mean, you would say, oh, well, they're going to rally around the Republican president. I don't have certainty in that. Some of them will, but all of them? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, there'll be people who are pissed. I mean, there's no question about that. There'll be a lot of people that are pissed, and rightfully so. I mean, they'll be mad. Look, they believe, and we know this, our listeners, there's a good number of them, that believe that everything was terrible until Donald Trump arrived on the scene. George W. Bush is now one of the worst people in the world. H.W. Bush, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, all these guys are terrible, awful people now. They aren't. They weren't. Donald Trump just willed it into existence.
And people, you know what? But it is, pragmatically, it does exist in minds, right? And, okay, yeah. Let me read through a couple texts. I mean, they're flying in here for you. You know, why is it the conservatives always have to give in to the liberals?
We did that when we elected Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a lifelong liberal. I mean, that's what he is. He's acting like one.
So the idea is those people you just named couldn't get elected. They couldn't win the primary. This guy can. This is the guy that can bridge the gap. And you're asking for him to step down right here when there's a chance for something transformative for the country, Dale? Why are you giving in?
Because his moment has passed. And we're going to find that in 2018. And Sean, look, I know exactly what's going to happen. Donald Trump is going to oversee a gigantic blue wave. It's going to happen now. I mean, come on. It's all baking in. It's going to happen. He's going to oversee a blue wave, and then what's going to happen is our callers on the next day, your texters, are going to say, well, Donald Trump wasn't on the ballot. 2020, that's when we're going to get those guys. Then there'll be the red wave, and that is another 2 years of suicide.
Well, let's talk about that. You just mentioned the red or blue wave. You know, a month or two ago, there were people talking about the red wave. Now, talking to people, say the floor is that the Republicans lose the House by a couple seats. They lose it by a couple seats. That's the floor, but on the top end, it could be a bloodbath. You believe that?
That's what I mean. Again, all the look, the polls were wrong in 2016.
Polls lie, Dale. Polls are, look at them. They're full of lies.
Yeah, they're full of lies, except they're not. They said Hillary Clinton would win. She won the popular vote. Yes, were some wrong in some states? Of course. But they were all within the margin of error. The whole thing that the polls are wrong is based on one thing. Donald Trump just willing it to be. It's not a fact. It's just a thing that someone said and everyone else said, well, I like that, and then just kept repeating it.
Okay. So at that point, you're saying that now everybody said, I'll put words in your mouth, the emperor has no clothes.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, look, here's the deal. It was 2016 an abnormality, or was it a new trend? And I would argue it was an abnormality, but it was also within the margin of error. Because Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. This election that's going to be taking place today, or in November, is nationwide. And it's a bunch of different elections. It's not an electoral college deal. It's not. And these people are fired up.
There he is. Dale Jackson saying what he's thinking, and I'm looking at y'all's responses. Sounds like there's a lot of people that disagree, but I mean, one thing that you can do is you can go back and either apologize or take a victory lap come November, huh?
I would prefer to be apologizing. I'd prefer to be 100% wrong on this. I would prefer to wake up the day after 2016, the general election, and go, ha, got that one wrong. Guess the country wins. I'd love to have that be the case, but I got to tell the truth. You know how it is. You got to be honest with yourself and say what you believe. You know, it'd be very easy for me to be like, Trump, 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 Trump. That's probably the best thing for business, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been told by the higher ups. But hey, that we never learn, do we? Dale Jackson, of course, you can check him out on WVNN in Huntsville. Also online, people wanted to say hey and read this story, or read this story and scream at you. How do they find it?
YellowhammerNews.com. You can go there and read the story. You can also read some of the other stuff I wrote today about the lottery. Way less exciting. Or you can fight with me on Twitter at @DaleJackson. No insult is too small for me to respond to.
Yeah, that is for sure. We appreciate it, man, and we'll check back with you soon, and we'll have lottery chat next time, man, and get your water turned back on. All right, Dale Jackson checking in, and we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile. We are live at the Mobile Convention Center for the Small Business Expo. Coming right back, more of the show, and also your calls and texts. I see the texts coming in here. What do you think? What did Dale says the president should step down for the sake of the Republican Party. Should President Trump step down to help out the Republicans and going forward? I'll hear from you next, 343-0106. All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile live from the Small Business Expo, Mobile Convention Center. And we'll be here probably three or so show till 2, but we'll be here till 3. Stop on by and grab some FM Talk 106.5 Huggers, the new run and the old run. So we got the Auburn Huggers out.
Mm-hmm. Got Auburn Huggers on one end of the table, and the Huggers for people that don't like Auburn on the other end of the table.
Or the ones that people have gotten one of each, too. I've seen that going on.
There have been those people. But you know, some people pick up the Auburn one, and they're like, I love the station. I love listening to you guys every morning, but I just can't do this to myself or my family. Because of course, they're Bama fans.
Right. And then there's people come up and say War Eagle and then, like, throw stuff at me. So, you know, hey, it's that kind of deal going on. And we'd love for you to come out and check out. Listen, a lot of great networking opportunities. You're in small business here. You're looking for companies to work with. You're looking for possible clients. Maybe you want to visit with some of your clients and just, you know, say hello and thank you for their business happening right here at the Mobile Convention Center until 3. All right. So you heard Dale Jackson, and that was Dale from WVNN, not FM Talk 106.5, although a buddy of mine, and he is not scared to take arrows, and that's what I like about Dale, and I'll put him on. You know, for those who would say, I can't believe you let somebody on who says this. Once again, if y'all are so scared of an opposing opinion, you don't toughen up your armor. But it is worth noting that there's a lot of people that disagree with what Dale said, and to some degree, just strategically, I disagree with what Dale said, that I don't think it makes a hill of beans. If you're going to play this game about the midterms and say, oh, you know, President Trump needs to resign now to save those Republican seats in the House and Senate in 2018, I don't think it helps at all. I think if he resigns and you have President Mike Pence in there, the same thing will play out. Yeah. They'll move to vilify Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. Mike Pence will be the next scapegoat.
Well, you know, back to what you were just saying.
Mike Pence also doesn't have, I will say this, frankly, honestly, this is reality zone here. Mike Pence does not have the baggage of Donald Trump, okay?
No,
that we know of.
Not at all. But that fieriness that keeps putting Trump in trouble sometimes is, you know, why he was voted in office. But like you were saying about listening to some separate opinions.
Right.
I mean, it's the old saying, friends close, enemies closer. If you consider somebody that doesn't have the same opinion as you your enemy, then why not listen to what they have to say so you can combat that when it comes down to it?
That's right. So let's do that. Let's run through some calls here. And I've got to I'm doing this remotely, y'all. In other words, I'm saying something and Philip is making it happen back in the studio. Let's go to Buck in line 2.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Buck, man, and man, international fame. Buck Hallett, this is awesome, man. Congratulations on some national airing for your song, and good work.
Appreciate that very much. So I am going to disagree with Mr. Jackson. I'm going to do so for the simple fact there is no bigger cheerleader for the candidate and for the causes out there than Donald Trump. We all his campaigns, his rallies, they're awesome. And I know that you and I have been there because we were there together last time we came to Mobile.
Yep.
Fantastic. There is no bigger cheerleader. Now, we didn't vote for the angel Donald Trump. We didn't vote for the preacher Donald Trump. We all knew going into this that he had baggage. But, man, I tell you what, I sure love what he's doing for the country. Matter of fact, I love your president.
Sounds like you could write a song about it.
No other entity within the Republican Party that would stand up and fight for the people like Donald Trump does, bottom line.
Okay, and let me just take this to one step more. I disagree. I think he fights very, very hard. I also think there are other people out there that would fight as hard for the American people, but we just haven't seen them yet. They might have had trouble getting their message out. I don't know that, you know, was it a one-off? Is Donald Trump a one-off? Because, you know, I have a problem with any kind of, like, a cult of personality. It's been, you can pick the presidential voice or name. I have trouble with that cult of personality. So is there somebody else in the wings? Let's do this. I hear the music coming up. That means I got to go to the hard break. If you can hold on, we'll come back to you. Also, Thomas, the rest of y'all, 343-0106. Dale Jackson says, step down, President Trump, for the good of the Republican Party before it's too late.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here live on a Thursday at the Small Business Expo at the Mobile Convention Center. And a good visit with so many people stopping by here. We see some of the same faces each year and then new faces each year as well. And it's pretty cool. Cool place to hang out and a place to get samples of food.
Yeah, that's been the main thing on my mind. And I had ham salad. First time ever, honey-baked ham salad.
Are you down now?
Yeah, I'm team ham salad now, the way.
See, I knew when you had the ham salad, you'd know what I'm talking about.
And almost as good, probably just as good, I have a pocket full of business cards now.
That is
people
good.
Are just bringing business cards by. It's great.
Yeah,
tons of great
full
networking.
Of business cards smeared on toast, nowhere near as good as ham
no,
salad.
But no way.
Yeah, there are tons of contacts here. If you're in business and small business, what a great time to meet up with folks. You can do it. We'll be out here till 2. Actually, we're on the air till 2, but the event going on till 3. Also, thank you, Dale Jackson, checking in from Huntsville, who wanted to point out, too, more of this kind of debate going on guerrilla politics. Of course, guerrilla politics runs on FM Talk. It's his show he produces out of Huntsville, but we carry the show Saturday, and we carry the show from 11:30 to noon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. great stuff. Where he says things that are just as...
Pretty provocative.
Yeah, pretty provocative.
And what he has said that has caused a lot of people on Twitter to, say they're blocking him or whatever, and I understand... Dale is a conservative guy, conservative talk show host, a guy that was just on here saying President Trump should resign, that he should step down for the good of the Republican Party, for the good of the midterms, that he sees a blue wave coming, a bloodbath. My disagreement with Dale is a couple of them, but is a nuanced one. I don't think it makes a difference. If you believe that blue wave's coming, you look at those things. If Trump's in office or mm-hmm. Mike Pence is in office, I don't think it makes a difference. I will say the things that get Donald Trump in trouble won't get Mike Pence in trouble, but I don't think it changes the polling out there.
No, I agree with you. I think that it adds another level of chaos. The midterms are just around the corner.
Yes, that would be November.
There would be so much more uneasiness than even now because so many Trump supporters say the Republican Party is going back to where it should be, that it's better off than it's been and more united than they've been, and that there's only a few conservatives who disagree with what Trump is doing.
Do they do it out of fear that if you oppose him, you lose? So mm-hmm. is it like people that would show solidarity under a strong figure, that if that strong figure was gone, they'd all say, I've just been waiting to tell you how long that I didn't like that strong figure? Let's go to the phones at 343-0106, and let's go to Thomas in Theodore. And Thomas, let me say this, shout out to you, and your lovely daughter is out here today at the Small Business Expo, has visited with us, man. Good to see her, and you got to be a proud man.
Well, thank you very much. She called me and said she met you, and she said you smelled good.
Well, no, that was the ham salad.
To decipher from that. But I got a couple of things, and I'll hurry. I'm glad you met my daughter. She's great. Buy some property. Call her.
That's right.
Dale Jackson, he's I got to talk to him, but I wanted to say congratulations to Dalton and his new program Monday night about
yeah,
the football.
Absolutely. Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that. We get kicking this Monday night, 7 p.m. Sports Night on FM Talk 106.5.
That's great, and I want to shout out to Buck. I love my president. I love your president. I can't get that out of my head. I was just thinking that this morning in the shower, and my wife's going, what the heck are you talking about? And anyhow, I was talking to Philip this morning, and Dale Jackson, he's a great guy. Philip this morning, and I told him at 7:46, I think it was, that they should put a tent over the White House, the termite tent, and run the guy off to St. Helena with Napoleon. We live with this guy every day. He's got something, and he lies all the time. I think it's going to be a blue tsunami, John.
Not just a blue wave, a blue tsunami.
A blue tsunami, yes. And thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Thomas. Okay, let's go. Let's see here. Let's go west of I-65 and check in with David.
Hey, Sean, I'm really concerned about Dale Jackson's health. I think he's getting dehydrated from not having water in his house, because if you want to guarantee that blue tsunami, have the president resign 2 months before the midterm elections. Basically, if you do that, you're handing Nancy Pelosi the speakership with a veto-proof majority, two-thirds majority in the House of Representatives.
Well, but he would argue that that's going to happen. He said he thinks it's going to be worse with President Trump in office. That's why he should resign. He should step down for the good of the Republican Party. I may say it's worth an argument with him long-term, maybe not. But for sure, between now and November, I don't think it makes a hill of beans of difference. I don't. You got Mike Pence in there. I don't think all of a sudden they'll say, the people at 538 will say, it's unbelievable. Opinion has changed. It has turned back into a red wave.
No, I think it actually makes the blue wave worse if the president was to resign before the election. And here's why. 90% of the people that still support Donald Trump today are fervent, diehard Trump supporters. And if the president was to resign, they would see that as he was being forced to resign. They would resent that. They would stay home in the midterm elections, and Democrats would not only win the House of Representatives with a veto-proof majority, they would win the Senate with a veto-proof majority, and no Republican president would be able to get anything done.
There it is. David, appreciate the call. These line open at 343-0106.
Yeah, I just can't see the people that have already, left the Republican Party or people that supported Trump during this first election that have left since because what they say would be President Trump's actions. I don't think Mike Pence is the guy to win them back into the party. And I think on top of that, you lose the supporters that are still in. The people that are, saying deep state is after Trump and that Mueller's coming to get Trump because of the deep state. I don't think that you keep them or keep a majority of them with the party also. I think it'd be a bloodbath more than what Dale thinks it would
be. Okay, so here we got a couple conflicting political certainties, right? You're told there's political certainties out there. One of them is where the party that's not in the White House usually makes hay in the midterm, right? With a few exceptions, that's the rule. The way the pendulum swings, the way the American people, we can't ever figure out what we want. We wanted this. Oh, no, well, we really don't like this as much. We want the other thing. Now that we have the other thing, we want the other thing. Okay, that's part of it. And then you compare that with another piece of political wisdom that I quote so many times on the show, not like I'm the only person, but I like it because I like to just think about James Carville talking, and it's the economy stupid. And so what part of it's the economy stupid pushes up against the idea of, hey, there's the implication that he went there to clean up corruption, but there's corruption surrounding the president. If the economy, and this is from Aaron in Alberta, he said Dale's entitled to his opinion, and Trump isn't perfect, but he has done much good in spite of a ton of pushback. Economy seems to be getting better. Maybe Donald Trump willed that to be also. So, I mean, if the economy is great,
that was one of the things that President Trump said, I believe either this morning or he was quoted on last night, where he was saying, listen, if you kick me out of office, all this great economic news that you've been hearing, how great the economy is doing, the exact opposite would start to occur if you take me out of office, which he's taking 100% blame for how great the economy is going, or 100% credit,
right.
But he's saying if he's no longer there, then it's going to start sliding the other way. And I think a lot of people, I don't know if it's true, but a lot of people probably feel that way.
All right. I'm looking through. Let me wade through the number of people. I'm sorry, y'all. If you're y'all's idea that any opinion that is not, exactly what you think is what's going to be aired here, I'm sorry. If y'all, one sword sharpens the other, as it says in the Bible, if we want to get quoting things here. So if you don't want to have this exercise, and people say, oh, you're going to give the Democrats an idea. Come on. Like there's somebody at the DNC going, all right, no, we hadn't thought about that. Now we're going to use that idea. I mean, come on. Let's go. You know what? I'm going to be a jerk right now. Grown-ups only on the text line. Okay, well, no, that would, but like teenagers and a little bit older on the text line. The idea that, let's see here, that the president, nobody else could carry. Oh, and this one, if God himself came back down, the Democrats would have. Yes, but it's not about the Democrats. The question is, I agree with that person. The Democrats are going to oppose whomever. But remember, this is what Dale was talking about that I think is telling. In states where Trump won, he won, they're having problems in the polling. And I know I can go back to the old tome, the polling doesn't mean anything, which it may not. I don't know. But in states that President Trump won, the Republicans running are having trouble. Mm-hmm. Now, you can say how much of that is that candidate's fault, that candidate's not Trump, how much of it is coming back the other way from the president to the candidates. I don't know, but the reality is President Trump could want to do a whole bunch of things. If he doesn't have control of Congress, they're going to be sitting there. They're going to get round-filed, man. They're going to be put in a bottom drawer. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, and if you think, you know, President Trump is serving up his enemies right now on Twitter or on Fox and Friends or wherever he decides to go, wait till he doesn't have the House anymore.
Yeah.
Wait till he's got to fight for every single thing that he wants. I think then it would get really insane.
Well, and now we were just at the bottom of the hour news, heard that he's gone on the offense here, back to, back to the whipping boy that is Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And then AG Sessions is pushed back here, too.
Yeah, and he I don't think we've heard from Attorney General Sessions since President Trump has talked about him at all, but he released a statement today.
Yeah,
saying he is in control of the Justice Department. Here's the exact written statement. I took control of the Department of Justice the day I was sworn in, which is why we've had unprecedented success at effectuating the president's agenda, one that protects the safety and security and rights of the American people, reduces violent crime, enforces our immigration laws, promotes economic growth, and advances religious liberty. He also said, while I'm Attorney General, the actions of the Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations.
Right. Well, okay, but if he go down the line here, the people that scream, you know, that Jeff Sessions is anything but a child of God, go down the line, other than the recusal, other than what people have problems with, what has he not done? I point out, too, I did this through the campaign. Everybody forgets this. It was that Cyrano de Bergerac moment that on immigration and Main Street conservatism, the message Donald Trump took on the campaign trail was the message that Jeff Sessions had been speaking on from the rotunda every time they could go live to him in the rotunda. There he was. Donald Trump picked up that story, a better messenger, better vessel for it, but that was Jeff Sessions' message. He is implementing, as best he can, the policies that have been laid out that are important to people who voted for President Trump, but everybody sees him as some enemy of the state.
I remember the day he walked out on Ladd People Stadium, on that stage, put on the Make America Great Again hat. He was the only official politician to back President Trump. Then, who knows if anyone would have been brave enough to support Trump if Sessions hadn't.
There we go. Everybody else came after Sessions. All right, we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile live from the Small Business Expo right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile live from the Mobile Convention Center for the Small Business Expo. I do want to say congratulations as well to Marcus Netto of Bluefish Designs, man behind the FM Talk 106.5 website, and he and his company Bluefish winning Small Business of the Year. So congratulations to them. Well done, Marcus, and we'll try to get you on the show sometime soon. Because I think if I do that, that means he does some of the widgets for free for the website.
I think that's how that works.
Does that work?
Yeah, I think so.
Our buddy Steve Joint for the Mobile Mask here, too. Isn't that right? You say their name on the radio, and then they come put extra widgets on your website?
I'm so cold, I can't hear you.
It tells you how cold it is that I'm completely comfortable. That tells you how cold it is, y'all. It feels fantastic in here. You can walk around. They actually don't even need to refrigerate any of the food. You sit down. It's fantastic. We are here at Small Business Expo. And Steve, you've been on with us over the years, not just talking Mardi Gras, but talking about the infrastructure of Mardi Gras. And that subject is back up as well as we're talking once again. And they reported it earlier today like this had never been discussed. They said Civic Center could be sold. And I said, well, wait a second. We have had this conversation before, but now it's back.
No, this came out. Isn't it interesting how this came out 24 hours after the stadium vote?
Right. Yes.
So.
Well, and so the mayor said it goes back in. Ladd goes back into the pot with all the other.
Now we're going to look at another piece of infrastructure and what may or may not happen with that. Yeah, the thing that they just announced. Literally, they could have not announced that. It wouldn't have made any difference. This is part of the plan they talked about back in November. This is just another step in that plan. Frankly, I really honestly think that they put this out just to stir the pot after the stadium vote.
Well,
because
I mean,
they really didn't have to. This is literally another in 40,000 steps in what they're trying to accomplish.
Right, and here's the thing, and Steve obviously pays a lot of attention to the Mardi Gras component, being, you know, with the Mobile Mask and watching that, and obviously the Civic Center, a very crucial keystone.
Absolutely.
To what happens down here for Mardi Gras. That doesn't mean this is how it will be forever. We don't know that, but we have yet to hear ideas to change it. I mean, I know last time we talked about it, and I may be oversimplifying it, but they said, oh, well, you sell it to somebody for the... I don't know that there was anybody who would buy it for a dollar with the things that would have to be done, right? With what would come along with it.
My argument has been anybody with pockets deep enough to accomplish what they're looking for would be smarter than to take this on.
Okay, so what do we do? Then you're in a pickle. You have this thing that is...
Somebody's going to have to put their big boy pants on and fix the Civic Center.
Okay, and this will go back. It's just like LAD, though. This is the problem, that there's a bunch of numbers that float around. Steve agreed that this person has said this is what the repairs are.
Sure.
This other group says, no, it's not that.
Right.
And just regular people like me are sitting out here going, what is it? You know, what is the real number?
Let me put it this way. Fairhope has a Civic Center. Daphne has a Civic Center. Big cities have civic centers. Small cities have civic centers. Cities that don't have civic centers are questionably not cities. You
right.
got to have a civic center.
Right, but how do you fund it?
And if this one is not doing the job the way it is, fix it. If you have to float a $30 million bond issue, do it. That's what cities do.
Yeah, but let's look at the money spent in the city already.
If you want to complain that it costs money, hey, Langham Park don't turn a profit either. It's part of having a quality of life.
I agree.
It's part of providing the kinds of facilities that people in a big city expect.
Agreed. But there's a jump when you go, and I agree with you about the park thing. This is, you know, I absolutely believe that. Something I take arrows for, but I do. I believe in what the mayor has done and what the programs have been done to get them, trying to get the parks back to what they should be in our city. That is a quality of life issue.
It's absolutely important.
I think what probably changed with me is when I had children, you know, and I realized the importance of those. You know, you grow up and go, yeah, this is an important thing to have for our community. And I would argue that the same thing, the Civic Center, but the tab is bigger, right? And then people have an opinion change there.
It's more
when the city is so.
It's more concentrated.
It is more concentrated. Sure.
It's not bigger.
But it's an expensive concentration. There's a good concentration of money there. And you're looking at a fact that the city can't afford itself because of projects that have been piled on. Right, the debt service. We could play this game if we could get rid of the debt service on a series of items where, you know, that are down here on the waterfront.
I think that's a tougher argument to make when the mayor was willing to hand somebody else $10 million.
Because of this idea, and I think it was interesting, I played...
And I don't want to argue about the stadium. I'm just saying that he said, oh, let's give them $10 million.
Over time, yeah, over a 20-year period, $500,000 a year.
Everything's over time.
But, I mean, okay,
if
fair question. Could you, and I don't know any of the numbers, this is why I'm always, but could you take $500,000 a year and service debt in a bond for what needs to be done to the Civic Center? The numbers I've heard have been way, way bigger than that.
I don't know. I honestly don't know that this city's debt service is nearly as bad as some other cities our size. I'm under the impression, until somebody shows me otherwise, that... we've got room to grow.
Grow our debt.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, this
debt,
is...
And debt's a good thing.
Well, depends on what kind
of debt. Debt means you're moving forward.
Depends on what kind of debt. But we'll get... Let's do this. We're going to be up against the end of the hour, but I want to talk about this, first of all, real quickly. So, when do we see... When are you making the ink dry for this year's edition of the mask? Is that December? When do you do that?
I actually give it to the printer about... And I'm kind of giving away secrets here.
Uh-huh, that's what I do on the show.
Because, you know, because I have to tell advertisers one thing so that I can get their ads in at a time where
it
won't drive me insane.
That's right.
I tell people when I'm working on a story in July,
right?
You know, they're like, well, you got a long ways to go. It's like, yeah, I got a long ways to go. But there's going to be a bunch of stuff piled up on me at the end.
Yes.
And this doesn't need to be one of them.
Okay, so let's do this. I won't put you super on the spot. I'll tell folks to go watch the Facebook page.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, we're always... We're we're always talking about where we are and what we're doing on Facebook and Twitter.
We'll have you come back soon. We'll talk more about this as we work our way towards carnival season.
Sure.
And, you know, that will involve.
It's going to be a crazy season, too. New parades. Going to be a long season.
I love it, man. Big thank you. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 for Mobile Mornings. We are out live from the Mobile Convention Center for Small Business Expo.